Welcome to the Side Hustlepreneur Podcast, where business, faith, and inspiration connect to all things side hustle related. My name is Faye, aka the Side Hustlepreneur, and I created this platform for everyday individuals like you to learn how to monetize your God-given skills and talents. So gather around, turn up the volumes, and let's get started. What's going on, Side Hustle family? Happy Wednesday and first of the month. It's the first of the month. Wake up. Do y'all know that song? Anywho, looking back on January, how would you guys say it went? For me, I tend to use the first of the month of the year to kind of get my affairs in order. I'm not a new year, new me on the first day of the year kind of girl. I pick up my momentum in February. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, then you probably saw that last week I was in Puerto Rico for a conference called the Millionaire Summit. First of all, let's talk about the weather. Like, I live in Maryland, y'all. It's cold. I was in Puerto Rico living my best life, getting my glow on. The sun was shining. Like, the weather was like 80-something degrees. It was just so amazing. But anywho, I was in Puerto Rico for a conference called the Millionaire Summit. It was an event hosted by Rachel Rogers, and she is the author of We Should All Be Millionaires. I first read her book early last year, and I've been following her ever since. And so she's all about making sure historically excluded individuals get to the money, and I'm all for it. But anyways, I attended this event last week, and of course, when you attend summits like these, you already know if you go to a really good one, you'll be walking away inspired, motivated, and ready to quit your job and live your best life. Child, that was everything. That is exactly how I felt. It was amazing. It was everything that I needed in this current season that I'm in. I've mentioned before that I'm in this season right now of just re-immersing myself into the business space. And so while being a part of, you know, virtual women's groups have been super helpful and amazing, being able to physically be in a room filled with 800 plus individuals who share a similar vision as me was a breath of fresh air. With the pandemic, I feel like I forgot what that has felt like because everything has been virtual. Even going out, it's like I go out here and there, but I haven't actually been in a room like that in such a long time. Meeting folks who earn 7 and 8 figures in their business, like, that was amazing. I even watched Rachel Rogers herself make over $1 million in 5 minutes by pitching her new program to the audience. Bruh, I was like, hello, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I want that to be the same story for myself, okay? I connected with so many like lovely people. I got some accountability partners, business besties, all types of things. But aside from that, I took a lot of notes, and a lot of the notes that I took were on not just like strategies and stuff, but it was quotes. And one of the quotes I heard while I was there has really been sitting with me in my spirit. So while I was listening to a panel conversation with Rachel, she made a statement about how courage comes before confidence. She talked about how in order for you to build your confidence, you have to first be courageous in taking the first step to do what you desire to do. You know, it can be the first step of launching a business and announcing it to people. It can be the first step of making the call you need to make in order to make a sale. Whatever it is, you have to have the courage to do it. And in doing that, it will help build your confidence for future actions. So as she's talking and, you know, really breaking this down, I'm like, man, sis is sharing a good word. But as I thought about what she was saying, the word audacity came to mind. I believe outside of courage, I believe we also need to be audacious with our goals this year and the years, you know, ahead. I believe having the audacity to become your best self kicks things into another gear. Courage is when you do something that scares you. Audacity is to be straight up bold and daring in any situation, regardless of how you feel. A person who is audacious is someone who surprises themselves with their own actions, because it's like, oh snap, sis, you really did this, huh? It's the person who's taking the super bold risk and not just being courageous about decisions, but envisioning themselves at the highest of high levels. They're the person who is going after every single thing because they're confident, they're courageous, and they're like, nah, we're going to get this done regardless of what the outcome is, right? So who are you when you think about the most successful you? What are you doing? Who are you surrounded by? You know, today's podcast, I'm not coming to y'all with like, oh, here are the three tips that I'd like to tie to this topic like I usually would do. But instead, I want to actually challenge you. I want to challenge you to not only be courageous, but to have the audacity to look at yourself and say, this is who I will be. This is what I'm going to become. And this is what I'm going to do to get there no matter what. I want you to surprise yourself with the actions you take this year. Give your dreams all that you have to offer. Like, literally, give it your all. We all know that a lot can change for you in a year if you would just have the courage to push yourself to get it done. And y'all, let me be clear. I'm speaking to myself too. My hope is that we all choose pursuing our goals over the fear of the unknown. I hope we can recognize the character traits and the habits that we have that we need to let go in order to attain the goals we've set for ourselves. Because Lord knows, in order to become the best you, you have got to let go of some of the old you. By the end of this year, I want to look at myself and say, man, you really were audacious with your goals this year. You really did give it your all. My personal goal, and I'll share it with you guys, my personal business goal this year is consistency and visibility. And outside of action and taking action, I know for me, it's going to take a lot of mental shifts. When you talk about that, seeing yourself and envisioning yourself at the highest level, I know that that takes a lot of mental shifts to be able to not just see it, but to actually be able to work towards getting there. So there's something about being in a room full of successful people that will have you wanting to level up. While I was at the summit, Pinky Cole, the founder of Slutty Vegan, was there, and she talked about how her confidence was through the roof even when she had nothing. Like, sis believed in herself heavy from the first business that she started to Slutty Vegan to all the other things that she did. She talked about how her mind was, she knew that she was a beast and was going to get it done regardless. So what about you? What are you committing to being audacious about this year? And how do you plan on going about it? I'm challenging myself this year, and I'd love for you to challenge yourself right along with me so we can all win. Let's chat goals in the DMs. I love talking to you guys. Thank y'all for sending me all the messages. I really do love having conversations with y'all. But let me know in the DMs. What are you doing this year? How are you making sure that you actually get it done? And how can I hold you accountable if you need somebody to hold you accountable? But until then, guys, toodles.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Side Hustlepreneur podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to rate and review the podcast. And if you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? To keep up with me outside of the podcast, you can follow me on Instagram at the Side Hustle Podcast, or you can join the Side Hustle family by subscribing to my weekly newsletter at thesidehustlepreneur.com. See you next time.